Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is probably going to cause Erica to leave the building.
Most likely, but most things do.
We want to talk about stuck stories. Mm-hmm. I was never claustrophobic.
Okay, so like stuck in a place.
Yes.
Not stuck mentally.
Stuck in a bad marriage, stuck right. in a horrifying Oof. Job. No, it's like you actually got wedged in somewhere. Like I definitely had a friend. I don't know why we all tried this, and there's been news stories of it. Like we would always buy beer and go to the playground. I don't know why you would do that. Yeah. Did you guys ever do that?
No.
That was a thing that kids would get caught drinking on school campus, and it's always like extra, you're extra in trouble.
So because weird. It
was, yeah, I but don't get that.
Probably at some a rush. Point,
yeah, or it's just kind of a place, the last place they would look for you, huh. you know? So we would go there and one of my friends get into the little seat, the swing that is a seat that has the little thing.
For toddlers.
For little yeah. toddlers, yes. Put himself in there. Mm. And we were like, oh, that's so funny. We pushed him a few times and then it's like, yep, he's just a part of it. Because how are you going to get him out?
How did you?
We didn't. I think we left him there.
He's still Slapper. There.
He's probably, no, I mean, because you're yeah. trying everything. I think, I mean.
He's also, got like 8 diplomas now.
We'd all had beers. So I think one of us ran home and got butter.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you're just like, well, how are you going to get him out?
Butter?
Yeah. You rub butter on their, like.
On their what?
Where that's touching the thing. Yeah. So you're trying.
Like on a school campus. Yeah. Just saying.
Like, I mean. Like, I don't think we wanted to call the fire department because they would have just had to cut the chains and then get him out of it. Mm-hmm.
And you'd be in trouble. You'd be like, yes. And what are you boys doing here?
Are you strong enough to lift somebody? It's hard enough. Who's had a toddler and put him in that thing?
Yeah.
They're like 30, 40 pounds. Even a toddler, like, it's hard enough to get him out because, like, their leg, you're like having to pull him up and out and through. And like,
you have to put, someone needs to go below him and like kind of just be on. Yeah. Your hands and knees, that way he can kind of step on you.
Okay, this is all the information that would have been useful.
Else is ripping the thing off yeah. of him.
I think
and
the
again.
Butter was enough. Yeah. Kinda, I don't know.
We were all real hungry. I think we did leave him there.
Oh my gosh. Point.
But like that's the kind of stuck we're looking for. Cause some dude in Connecticut, I don't understand how this. So he was in a park, and apparently the bathrooms there. Have like a time lock. So he went to the bathroom with his dog. Weird. And then
well, what are you going to do with your dog if you're alone and
you don't
want to
leave
the bathroom?
It outside? Yeah.
Okay.
Guard yeah. dog.
Okay. Great.
You
but then
mine.
He comes out of the bathroom without his dog. Okay. Oh. So your argument is kind of blown. Yeah. I'm so okay, attached no. to my dog.
He's just an idiot.
He right. forgot it.
So then he comes out and then the time lock kicks in. It's locked.
I hate that.
And so he's like, I don't know what to do. Well, this fancy bathroom has a chimney on it. So he tries to climb down the chimney to get to his dog.
No.
Yeah. So now Dog stuck in the bathroom. Man.
Stuck in the chimney.
Let me just ask you this. If you're going in a chimney, what goes in first?
Your feet.
You sure? Because you want to be able to pull yourself
Yeah, and then
through.
Land on your head and crack your head open.
No, you're not going to land on, you're not going
do
fast.
You do hands first, like you're diving?
No!
I don't know. It doesn't say which way it was first.
I just, you don't know what's on the other end. You're in a bathroom chimney. Yeah. What are you splashing into when you get through? I'm not going, I don't know.
You'd have to look down in it and see daylight though, right? If you look down yes, and saw daylight, yeah. I don't know. I love my dog, but
daylight?
I don't know.
Yeah, they would have to.
But
start
you have to be able
life.
To see something. Like if it's like just light, black yeah. going down, then this is just a faux chimney, and you're just an idiot. Okay, we've already established this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, and he got stuck in a chimney. Like also, option call 911 yeah, before you somebody. Throw yourself into a chimney.
But it feels weird to be like my dog's stuck in the.
Yeah, I tried the butter, but sir, don't call again.
Anyway, they had to like. Break the chimney and it costs almost $10,000. So he got charged with a whole bunch of stuff.
No, so it's like he locks his dog yes. in, then he gets stuck, yes. and then he's charged $10,000.
He's charged with like burglary, which I don't yeah. understand.
It doesn't even say they got him out. They just charged him with all that stuff. Figure
Do
it
your
out.
Time in there, bud.
All right, so we need to hear if you or someone you know and love has been stuck somewhere. We want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You see, we were talking about how dumb this man is.
Oh, and here we go.
And here we go. My old roommate and I got stuck in our house. I'm sorry, our apartment at the time.
Okay.
What?
Well, it was like a really crummy apartment. And one day, my roommate goes to leave and the doorknob pulls off into the house. Mm-hmm. And we had like a little tiny back patio, but there was like a cinder block wall behind it. Again, crummy apartment. And
so you could go into the patio, but that doesn't get you out of the house.
Exactly.
You're just like prison. You're like up against the wall.
Yeah. So we.
Do you have a bench press out there?
Oh, it was not big enough for that. And I believe we had to call our landlord and be like, "Hi. The other side of the knob is still locked, but our side of the knob fell out. And for some reason, there was no way.
You can't put it back in? I think you can probably put it back. It's
no, it was like the screws went the other way or something like that.
I know, but yeah, but I think you could have brought it.
And we were stuck. Our landlord had to come. Luckily, we had a landlord who lived in our building, but she wasn't home at the moment. So she had to get home. Come let us out.
So
I
you
think
were stuck
my
in there for 12 minutes or something.
No, it was Los Angeles. Shit, it took forever. Yeah. It was kind of terrifying. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. This is the same apartment that we had to hockey shot a lizard out of. So, okay. Yeah. Really just a good place. It was a bad place. I was very poor.
At least you were stuck inside, though, and not outside.
Yes, thank goodness
that
for that.
That does suck.
But yeah. Did we have food? I feel like the answer was no.
So you're looking at her going, if this lasts much longer, I'm eating you.
No.
Only one of us has been in that bench press. I'm not ready to take you. That could be worse. You could be like our boss who got locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
With the exact same thing.
The handle fell off. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had to call us.
Well, you can just put it back on.
No, but in his case, you couldn't.
Can't.
Does our bathroom have a handle?
It's like one of those.
They were replacing it, and I think they just took it.
Because now I think you just push your way in.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But before it had like a handle, and he went in there and like it fell off.
Oh, because what happened? They were replacing it because they had the door propped open. And he kicked it out.
He kicked the thing out of the way so he could pee in private.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? I understand.
No, but there's still a privacy
thing. Men are
thing
just like, here it is.
No, you can't see.
Okay. But, I don't even know where the men's bathroom is here, but.
Oh my God. It's just.
So what happened?
He screamed. He cried. He hit the bench press.
He called me. Yeah.
I think he called
and why,
all of us.
Aaron?
I think he called all of us, but Tiak and I are smart enough to go, the boss is calling in the middle of the show. I'm not answering.
From the bathroom.
Right. We didn't
why
know.
Why would he know? So Aaron's the only one with a kind enough heart to pick up the phone. So yeah. when I'm in danger someday,
call Aaron.
I'm calling Aaron.
We don't care. We'll bring butter if you need it. all right. If you've been stuck somewhere weird, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for times when you've been stuck. We don't care where you were stuck. I think both Aaron and I have been stuck on elevators also.
Yes. Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
For like an hour?
Oh no. My God. I was in there for like 10 minutes. I felt like an hour.
Oh,
what did
no.
you do?
It was,
did you throw up?
No. There was no room. There were like 16 of us in there.
No, 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 no.
We hit the weight limit and it just stopped halfway through floors.
What?
Did you have to get, is it like in the movies where they have to pull you out like halfway between the floors?
Yeah. No way, no how. I'd rather fall to my death in that box.
I'm thinking about the Grey's Anatomy episode where someone was dying in it and then they had to
save them.
I don't care if they did.
Well, how come Slacker peed in his and he was only in there for 10 minutes?
When you gotta go, you gotta go. Okay. Danny?
Hi.
Hi. Stuck. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I was at work, and I was so tired, and I was joking with a friend. I was like, hey, you know, it'd be really funny if I just hid in the closet, and nobody probably would notice I'm gone. So I thought it'd be so funny to get in the janitor's closet, but it doesn't, like, unlock from the inside. So I ended up closing it and then realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm stuck.
Why would it lock from the inside? That doesn't make any sense.
No, that's awful.
It is awful. And then I started banging on it, and then I realized my friend walked away, and so I kept banging louder and louder. And then eventually somebody opened the door for me, and it was a store cop.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. So, you're free to go.
I do not. Okay.
Good news, it's not a ghost.
Everyone, I know, it was so embarrassing.
I hate that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now I'm going to be afraid of closets. Okay. Thank you. That's really strange. Taylor?
Guy.
Yeah. Guy. Stuck. What happened to you?
So I was out on vacation in an RV with three dogs in the RV. Got out of the RV and left the keys in it, and the dogs were jumping up and locked the door and locked all three dogs in the RV.
No. No. So the dogs are inside the RV. You're out, and it's locked.
Yeah, and we're out of it. We can't get in, no way, because the keys are in it.
Why would it lock with the keys in it? It shouldn't lock. No, I guess it should.
It's an RV.
Yeah, because you want to sleep at night.
Locked.
Yeah.
And I got a question for Erica.
Yeah?
How do you get locked out of here? Do you have no windows in your apartment that you can step out of your
window? Oh, my gosh. Amazing question. Of course we had windows.
Why didn't you just get out the window?
I didn't think of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who's stupider? I just need to ask this question. Erica for not thinking of it, or the rest of us in this room for not calling her out, waiting for Taylor to call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Taylor.
All right. Thank you for the call. Jess?
Yai.
Stuck. Where'd you get stuck?
I got stuck in my car in my seatbelt.
No, what? Like when your seatbelt locks up?
It's temporary, people.
No, but it's panicky.
It was awful because it really got, like, it tightened when I tried to get it. Like, it wouldn't come out of the belt and of the buckle.
Yeah, you know when the fabric gets bent and then you're truly stuck? Is that what happened?
Yes.
What are you talking about? This has never happened. Like,
really?
You just, like, what?
No, in the buckle, not the buckle, the slider that's attached to the buckle.
Yeah.
The fabric can, like, bends. Get folded in back into itself.
And then sometimes the buckle breaks, slacker. No.
Then you would be out. Wouldn't you be out?
No.
You're stuck in. I just don't get it. But okay. So you're just in your car, like, you're in the electric chair, like, you're strapped in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't, because it's over your shoulder and then across your waist, and I could not get out. Like, I could get out sort of, like, squirm out of the shoulder part, but not across the waist. It was so bizarre, and I actually had to call the AAA to cut me out of my seatbelt. Yes.
Oh, no.
What?
And then you have to get a new seatbelt.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
They had to look at you like, just here's this little button. Like, you just.
That's not what they did. They had to cut her out.
No,
okay.
They had to actually physically cut me out of it. And I was late for my first day on a new job.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Couldn't figure out the seatbelt. Sorry. Won't happen again.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not one of my coworkers.
Thank you for the call, Jess. Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Stuck. Where'd you get stuck?
Okay. So my company decided to move into a new building. But the thing is that they were rushing. So everything was kind of like getting done as we were walking in. And we still had to like have all of these meetings. So one day I come in really early and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go in. It's 7 o'clock. It's fine. I'm not, like, fully ready, but I have a meeting to go to. And I get into this room, my conference room, the door closes. The night before, they took out the handles.
Oh, no!
Why would they take the handles out? What? Why do you take... Why?
Because they were painting, and then they decided to take off the handles. So I'm looking crazy in this conference room.
Are there glass walls on it so like people can at least see you trying to get out? Or?
No, that's what they painted. They painted the whole, like, they did, like, the smudging thing so you can't see anything. And I'm like, the only way that I'm going to get out of this is, like, when somebody has the next meeting. But mind you, we moved into this building, so nobody had a next meeting in this freaking room.
There's memos going around, like, avoid that. Don't go near
it. What? How
did you scream?
No, I kind of, like, kept looking around and, like, trying to make believe, like, I was on the phone talking, you know, just, like, so I don't look crazy, because I was talking to myself, just be like, I'm in a meeting, like, hey,
why
can
not
you see my head at the door?
Yeah, I don't,
it seems like
rather than thinking you look crazy, that's a great plan, Erica, use the phone you're faking,
or scream,
no,
battering ram,
hey, are you guys coming? Are you guys coming to this building? Are you guys coming to this building today? And they're like, well, you know, I'm like, no. Like, you guys need to come to this building.
Come and get me out of the... Okay. All right.
Well, stuck in a conference room.
Bring the handles.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.